This podcast is brought to you by High Five Tom, a proud family member of
Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
And honored to be part of
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
What up, High Fivers? It is the High Five Tom, along with Dirty New Hampshire's own Will Mercier. And I just had to comment, our houses look very similar right now with the way the sun's shining in our windows and our backgrounds, and our cats are hanging out with us.
Yes, I mean, we've moved. She's mad. Well, got a new place to sit.
Oh, I wish I had a picture of that.
No longer being held like a baby like she wanted to be.
Yeah, Smoke has finished her food. Now she's just sitting on the couch and just like, I got to bathe myself. So, yeah, Chico's appointments tomorrow. I'm a little nervous. So, because you got to put him under. We got to leave him there.
What is he getting? Does he have operation?
He might. The worst thing, he might have to have an ultrasound because he's been puking up a lot of bile lately because he likes to inhale his treats
instead of actually it's a little too fast.
Yeah. So the wet food, I mean, if he eats fast, yeah, he just pukes it back up. But yeah, the bile is a concern because with the treats, I mean, they're whole, so they're not digesting.
Yeah.
So but no, he just really, really hates the doctor, and he turns into the devil. Like, it's fucking crazy. Like, wow. I'm like, Chico, you're so sweet, and then you, yeah. So, we're going to get a chiropractor tomorrow. But other than that, Will, before I forget.
Chiropractor sounds nice.
Yeah, it's our monthly chiropractor and loop date. Maybe we'll bring you guys some loop. If you guys don't like it. It's a local soup place up here that we like to go to. It's next to our orthodontist. So, we're going to the orthodontist. I mean, obviously, soup is perfect right after they just wrenched on your fucking mouth, so. But, actually, I forgot to ask you some pre-production. I don't know if you want to talk about the clock resetting or not.
Just a shame. I was so far away. And I had reason to be concerned, but I thought I made it. But then, when it's all said and done and you realize, nope, didn't quite make it all the way. Bummer.
I know that's feeling very well. Well, before I forget,
it's the longest short walk of my life.
The real last time I wasn't even close. Like, I was a half a block from my house. It just, the floodgates opened.
Yeah.
But real quick, some addendums to last week's questions of dishonor. My good friend in the real life here, Mr. Josh. Hopefully, you and Josh get to catch an AEW show together here soon. I just want to send his 2 cents in for SJ's question, and He would, for two people that passed away, the matchup he'd like to see, he mentioned Bray Wyatt versus Jay Briscoe. Not something on my radar, but goddamn, that'd be a lot of fun. You know, Jay being Jay and just, Bray just being the whole weird mindfuck guy could have been a lot of fun. So make sure you are checking out Going Underground. Like I said, I have not posted on the social medias, but we had a four-hour marathon with our good friend, the former guest of this show, Doc, was awesome. And we will be talking a little Lucha Underground here in a couple minutes. And Josh, some days, one of these days, we will get to your train conductor question. Will and I just have to craft an answer worthy of said question. So, but the other addendum is SJ was wondering about the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Yes, like I said, I mean, yeah, it runs every 2 weeks, maybe once a month here. It's the longest running continuous performance of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. But yeah, they go all out every month. You know, there's people dressed up. I mean,
they do it so often.
Yeah. Yeah, they have people that, I mean, they have the
do they get a good turnout every time too?
I would assume so.
It must be, right, if they're running it.
Yeah. Because when we went, man, there was probably good maybe 100 people there. It's tough to tell them, the theater is probably 2/3 full pretty easily. But I mean, they have actors on there and everything.
They say, let's do the time warp again, Tom.
Yeah, people dress up in the crowd. They do the, if you're a virgin, you have to get spanked. That's always a lot of fun. And they have a dedicated cleaning crew that's got to come in separate from the theater to clean up from all the rice and shit like that. So yeah, they go full out. It's a pretty rad experience. So I don't like the movie, but seeing it live like that is definitely something I'd recommend. So shout out to SJ. So I put my name in the drawing for some wizardry. So I do need to get a new Shining Wizards pen. So.
I found a couple recently, and I have since lost them again.
Oh, yeah, because I used to use it for my daily Stupa list. So
I'm just grateful I haven't lost my four color changing Spider-Man pens that I got from the back to school section this past summer.
That's cool.
Brittany likes to load up on all the notebooks and pens and stationery stuff. And she's like, you got to get something. I'm like, I don't need anything. She's like, just pick something. I'm like, ooh. I'm like, these pens probably aren't going to be that good, but they're still going, and I haven't lost them.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, you find a good pen. Like you said, this is my deal or my weekly Stanley Idol / Redfish plug. But yeah, the pens we got from Redfish were super good, man. I mean, we still have those. So I actually hit up my former boss for some a couple months ago, and he sent us some more. So they've been all over the world, those Redfish pens. So Charlotte's good pens. Yeah, because I used to snot out of the last Shining Wizards pen I had. And then I had to chuckle, too, because I said, obviously there's a lot of shitty things that happen when you get your car stolen because you left your key in it. But I had a really cool Shining Wizards, a Ring of Honor keychain holder thing that Matt sent me in a box of Woodry that I had on my key, and I was kind of bummed I lost that. Obviously shout out to Josh Going Underground. Make sure you check that out. We will get a proper post here soon. And listen, maybe the two of you get to go to AAW with me sometime in May. It'd be kind of fun.
There's a chance.
Yeah, and obviously shout out to SJ, our social media specialist. We'll get you back on here one of these days. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, when this goes up, GCW Saturday, Sunday.
I don't know.
Is it 18th or 19th?
I have no idea.
You don't remember. But it's either the night this goes up or the next day. Brendan and SJ are going to be – they're going to see Dr. Redacted.
That's right.
GCW. People versus GCW. The old Hammerstein Ballroom.
Dr. Redacted, former and future guest of this show. We talked about that in post-production, by the way, so –
He's going to be on the Shining Wizards.
Yeah. So, good personal friend of Ring of Honor Revelry, and we'll get him back on for some.
Get his merch. Deathmatch Worldwide, or right? Is that what the website is? Yeah. Deathmatch Worldwide?
Yeah, and like I said,
yeah. One more plug-in. Get in on a Greg Cherry brand. Got his Royal Rumble raffle, lottery, whatever have you.
Yeah, I will, and I will get. I will put the links in the show notes for that. So it's what, $5 a ball?
$5 for an entry, $10 for an entry into both. I think I sent $20.
And it's for this, I just had it up.
I don't remember what the charity is this year.
Oh shit! I saw it mentioned somewhere. Okay, but yeah, it's for a good cause as always. Greg, friend of the Shining Wizards, so any friend of the Shining Wizards is friend of us. Former, can you beat? No, it was a.
It was Can You Beat That?
I missed that.
There's Can You Beat That? We haven't seen Can You Beat That in a while. Last I knew, Kate was still our true champ, right?
Yeah.
Got the cardboard belt.
Oh, the good old days.
The boxes of Witchery were cool. I've got a Ring of Honor magnet on my fridge that came in a box of Wizardry.
I got a Lucha Underground t-shirt from a box of Wizardry.
That's cool.
I still wear that quite often, actually.
I had a tank top that I got from Pro Wrestling Tees. I kind of miss it.
Nice. Yeah, what was I going to say? I don't remember. Faith No More kick. I was watching Ted and Bill's Bogus Journey today, and I've been a Faith No More kick for a couple hours past couple days. So
that's impressive for a couple hours. I only know one song. So
what song is it?
Epic.
Huh. You should dig in their back catalog. Yeah, their stuff before Mike Patton was really good. And obviously the Mike Patton stuff's really good. And Mike Patton's a very talented musician in general.
And then you go down the old Mike Patton rabbit hole. Yeah. He'll never come out.
Yeah, that whole album with The Real Thing is really fucking good. I mean, Epic, yeah, it's a, well, epic song per se, but. But yeah, that whole album, I've got a very unique history with that album, so. As I'm multitasking here. We should probably bust out a couple of questions just on her. Should we do Freed's first one first? First one first. See what I did there? Oh, real quick. Speaking of plugs, as we record today, former guest and Mark Order cohort, Asian Joe, birthday today. So by the time you hear this, shout out to Asian Joe for a belated happy birthday. And a former guest and friend of the show, I'll put this link in. Also, our good friend Bauerhausen needs some help, had some car trouble, and obviously as he's a delivery guy.
Car's an important part of it.
Yeah, so let's get Bauerhausen back on the road. So if you had a couple bucks you could throw our good friend the Bauerhausen, that'd be awesome. Well, let's see here. Ch-ch-ch-ch.
So Freed's first question was, Marvel decides to cast a new film using only 2013-2014 Ring of Honor characters. Aside from Mark Briscoe, Mark Briscoe you can only cast once. Who else makes the movie?
Yeah, because we've done this one before, but we could obviously do it again.
Well, it's just a new movie, so it doesn't even need to be an existing movie.
Oh.
You could pick a different, because we've done was it X-Men?
Yeah.
Is that what we did? You could do Ring of Honor Avengers. It could be like Ring of Honor, I don't know, Werewolf by Night or Man-Thing or something. We've done Fantastic Four, I think, before, too.
Yeah. All right. Who in the Marvel Universe would Mark Briscoe be?
I want Mark Briscoe as Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Move over Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, there's got to be some kind of CGI thing or something like that that out there that somebody could do that for us.
Oh. Shouts out to MLJ's friend who's got Mark Briscoe's teeth.
Wait, what?
Did you listen to the entirety of the Wizards episode with they got interviewed MLJ?
No.
So apparently he's got a friend in Texas who has, I'm assuming they're not like the teeth, but he's got some sort of like dental insert that was Mark Briscoe's that was lost during a match.
That is fucking great.
And he said one time when the Briscoes were in GCW and they were in Texas, this friend of him was like, hey, I've got your teeth.
That is awesome.
So I think that would be my, if I had to pepper in some other people. I mean, if I wanted to open it up, I could have Veda Scott be a Scarlet Witch. If I wanted to open it up to more of like the House of the House of M kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Or Maria Kanellis. She's very intelligent as well.
Yeah.
And Mark Briscoe be the Yammerin' Stammerin' Sorcerer Supreme that he is.
I was just thinking Spider-Man. Who could be Spider-Man? Artie Evans.
Right, and then which Spider-Man do you pick? There's so many Spider-Man.
It's true.
We could say, who do we recreate the meme with? With the three Spider-Men pointing at each other.
I say Artie Evans.
I could see that. Friendly neighborhood Artie Evans. Friendly neighborhood barrister.
Let's see here. What else we got? I mean, I just know like the basic, obviously, Marvel characters.
I'm trying to. I feel like we've done a lot of the ensemble ones.
Mm-hmm.
Before, so it's we can always come back to it too.
Yeah,
maybe we revisit it and we update it for kind of like our when we have more of an established 2015 roster.
Yeah.
Hello again, Mabel.
Oh. Yeah, but shout out to Freed's pumping out podcasts like it's like he's running out of time. So recently hit episode 100.
Almost like it's his job, am I right?
Yeah.
Got him.
Now this one I have to. I am not too familiar with Law and Order SUV.
Right, Brundon, Shining Wizards Brundo, taking shots, trying to get ahead of our main man, UTT Rob. And in the styling of a UTT Rob, because Brundon says he hasn't even finished the episode. He's got to send this question in before Rob has it. If you were to create a crew for Law & Order SVU out of Ring of Honor 2015 wrestlers, who would your Captain Kragan be and your crew of four people?
Captain Kragan. So he's on SUV, huh? Because I went by and I started.
He was originally on like the OG Law and Order, yeah.
Yeah, I just started that. So I just got through season two of the OG Law and Order. So I am familiar with Mr. Kragan. Let's see here.
And, so Brendan's got Nigel McGuinness as his Captain Kragan. Veda Scott is his Olivia Benson.
Yeah.
Mariska Hargitay. Tommaso Ciampa is his stabler, who's I don't remember, Christopher Maloney, the guy who was Wet Hot American Summer.
And a lot of good stuff.
He's got Bobby Fish for Detective Munch. And ACH. I like how he put Ice T and not the character's name.
Yeah, and I like how he put T like as like the drink as opposed to the letter. Classic Brendo.
And the first bonus cameo, they'd be busting Truth Martini. Might be too close to a biopic. I don't know.
Yeah. Shout out to TV this week. I really like this this Truth Martini promo bit too, by the way. God damn, Brendan. I really can't think of, you really can't beat that.
The leading lady role, kind of tough when there's only two.
Yeah, so it's either her or Marino, obviously. And speaking of which, real quick, kind of a side note, the first Women of Honor champion, Sumi Sakai, recently had her
retired. Yeah.
Really fun match. So I definitely say check it out. So her and Hiromu were a lot of fun to watch. So, I could totally see Maria being Olivia. Craig, my first thought was Carino, but I'm going to try and be a little more.
Kevin Kelly.
Think so?
Look out, Mabel. Shit's falling from the bookcase.
Yeah. Gravity.
Damn. It's bringing me down.
Uh, 26 seasons.
Still going.
Yeah.
It's a freight train that just can't be stopped.
Yeah. That's a tough watch too, man. They deal with, obviously Law and Order deals some heavy shit, but they really.
So we haven't picked it up in a while, but I don't remember how far in we got. I want to say we're out into like seven seasons.
Oh, nice.
Seven or eight. It's been a while because she only watches one show at a time.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, like normal people's. So Dean Winters is even in there. Connie Nielsen. Oh, Trey DiMatteo's in there. Ah, Mrs. Carmody's even made an appearance on Law and Order.
Tom, we've probably been on Law and Order. We just don't know it.
That's a possibility. With my drunken high five. Oh, speaking of The Mist, Andre Barger has made an appearance on Law and Order. Recently departed, so. We will get our The Mist Part 2 episode up in here one of these days, too. All right, back to the task at hand. All right, is Kevin Kelly your official pick for Kragan?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll go Kevin Kelly. I'll go Maria Kanellis. My stabler. Of Jay Briscoe.
Okay.
Let's see. For Munch. Munch, I'm going Priest Coleman.
Interesting. Okay.
He'll be my Richard Belzer. Old, funny.
Yeah.
Allusions to faith.
Okay.
My Tutuola. Finn Tutuola. Who gets brought over from Homicide. But it's not Homicide. It'll be Mark Briscoe.
Okay. Yeah, Maria, obviously Olivia. I think I'm gonna book Roddy as Stabler. Yeah, and then definitely stick with Carino as Kragan. Munch. I mean, Bobby Fish just works.
Especially now. Bobby Fish looking awfully gray.
Yeah. I mean, Kyle O'Reilly's two in the nose. Ah, fuck, I don't do Kyle O'Reilly. And then Old Finn Tutuola. Once again, Mark Briscoe would be great as his character.
I'm thinking just because in like the later seasons, he's the one who explained like what the street names for all the drugs are. So it's like they call it Blue Sunshine, but it's really this. So I'm just.
Moose is too big.
Moose.
I'm gonna go somebody with a little street cred, such as Ice-T. But I'm gonna go with Raymond Rowe. That'd be fucking dope.
I mean, character wise, it would be pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Good job, Tom.
Yeah, took me a little bit, but maybe I'll have to watch an episode or two, because I'm pretty sure those are also on Hulu. I love
Hulu. On Hulu. That's where we're watching it.
Yeah, I'm rewatching the last of Peaky Blinders currently, so. But, yeah, shout out to Brundon. As always, our favorite Shining Wizard. No offense to all the other Shining Wizards. I will not be
Two of the wizards have been on our show.
Hint, hint.
And two of the wizards were also just on The Apron Bump.
Yeah.
Dropped today as we're recording, the covering Royal Rumble 2004.
Okay, that dropped today?
Yes.
Nice. I'll have to plug in my iPod to the internet and get that downloaded. So, yeah, like we were talking about pre-production, Mike Peterson, someone we need to get back on. But we need to get – KGG needs to be a more podcast.
He's always booked.
Yeah.
Too busy.
So we should get.
We'd have to track him down to the hat.
Yeah. Maybe we'll, maybe we should book him for a watch along. I still think we should do your 2 week suggestion, as a watch along. I'm about halfway through and, it's
awful, isn't it?
It's awful and it's awesome.
It's a little better. Like it does good enough. And when they sneak in like a reference, you're like, aha, I get that reference.
Yeah. I'm not quite familiar. That is a book that is on my to read list.
Well, because it's all like H.P. Lovecraft stuff. It's not just Call of Cthulhu. So like, have you gone to the part where they put the where they write the name on the CD?
No.
So it reveals that her character's name is Erica Zahn.
Oh.
And there's a story called the Strange Music of Eric Zahn. So it's things like that where they slap it on the screen. And it's just like, ah, it's a blatant reference.
I see what you did there. But yeah,
can't say it's a great movie, but I think it definitely fits. Like it's goofy. I like it. It's dumb though. It's not good. Low budget.
Yeah, I mean it's below budget, so yeah, definitely a fun watch. I mean, something you can definitely shut your brain off, and you know, not to be this guy, but the eye candy doesn't hurt. You know, for sure.
Yeah, they don't shy away from the boobs, that's for sure.
No, yeah.
So it's called Call Girl of Cthulhu, so
yeah. I love the name too. I mean, it just makes sense, so you know, and
hopefully I bought it based on that. I bought it blind. I just saw it and like I'm going to grab that.
Tubi is so awesome. I mean, it really is. It's free.
It is free. You have some ads, but.
Yeah, I'm watching this old 1990 movie called Side Out that is just your typical. It's bad, but it's good. But it was definitely one of those childhood movies that was on when my parents first split up. I was watching a lot of HBO on my own. It's one of those movies, so. Nice moves. Living her best life, so. Well, yeah, and hopefully we get some Shining Wizard synergy for a watch-along here sometime in the near future. Will.
Listen, stop putting so much pressure on me.
But, Will.
Oh, there's more. There's that Dark Match movie that just came out on Shudder. I don't know if it's not streaming for free, but WrestleManiac is a fun
There's a Wrestle Massacre. There's this one I just looked up. I looked up WrestleManiac, see if it was on Tubi. It's called Masked Mutilator.
Why wouldn't there be?
It's a wild world out there.
Yeah, Tubi's the shit. Tubi is the shiznizzle.
Speaking of shiznizzle.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
If you like your music heavy, then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest-running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
Are you tired of being lied to every day by the mainstream media?
Do you want to know what's really going on in the world?
Do you want to make up your own mind about things and not be told what to think or say?
Then listen to Inconclusive Breakdown, a weekly anti-PC look at the world of entertainment and current events brought to you without censorship or filters.
You can find us everywhere you listen to podcasts, BitChute, and on ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
And also, we're a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Ring of Honor TV continues from Nashville.
Ring of Honor TV episode 179. Wow. Really?
Yeah, put it in the notes, Tom.
Here's that 174.
They labeled it in the Watch Honor thing as 179.
Really?
We can fact check this.
Good.
I do have the internet at my fingers.
People versus GCW. Yeah, I have 174. Air date January 17th, 2015.
What the hell was I looking at then?
I don't know. You're looking at a picture of Mark Briscoe and Michael Elgin on my mom's birthday. That would have been my mom's 74th birthday.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Look at me. Thinking I'm all ahead of shit, putting the episode number in the notes. Wrong.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. This is why I don't take notes.
Yeah. Well, no match of the year contenders on this one. Not even really an episode of the year, but super solid. Obviously, we're going to do a little bit of spoiling off the bat.
Listen, your new favorite wrestler, Jake Durden, was on this episode.
I don't know what it is. I cannot stand that guy.
Because he just looks like a bad indie wrestler. But before we get to the top prospect tournament, Tom, they come out of the gate with a match. We get Cedric Alexander, Frankie Kazarian.
Oh, before that, though, there's a nice little promo from Jay Briscoe.
Oh, that's right. There was. I didn't put that in my notes.
Yeah. Jay. Yeah. It's confirmed his match with now the announced Matt Taven is strap for strap. He wants his title back. I mean, obviously he has the world title, but he wants the one that he created. Pink Fern
wants the title of love.
Yeah. And it's definitely, there's a couple moments in here too, especially as we get, because I believe the anniversary is next week. You just missed Jay. It was just 30 seconds of fucking glory. Sorry, I got a sore throat.
There's still a lot of the time where, like, unless I make the conscious effort to think about it, it's almost like you forget. And I don't know if it's just because we watch.
Yeah, because you see him so often.
We watch it every week, and we see him every week.
Yeah, 100%.
He's just like in the consciousness all the time. It's never like, oh yeah, the Briscoes, or it's like we think about the Briscoes all the time. Like,
yeah, I mean,
top five
for 100%. I don't care what anybody says. So, oh man, I look like Jesus now on the videos. I know this is only an audio only,
right? But with the way that you got the like, kind of like the I don't know what the proper term for it, but like almost like the lens glare on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like you have a filter on you.
Yeah, and I don't.
Tie-dye shirt.
Yeah, Dante Leon, who unfortunately stood me up on coming on the podcast, but you're going to check out former NOAH champion. But Dante, that dude's awesome. Like, you look at the dude, and you're like, wow, you can do things I would not have expected you to do.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's still in Nashville. Crowd's still hot. Kevin Kelly on the crowd. See Carino. But as Will had mentioned earlier, opening fucking banger of a match. Cedric Alexander versus
Frankie Kazarian.
And not only was Frankie Kazarian in the ring, we also had the pleasure of Christopher Daniels on the call.
Yeah, CD jumped on the call. Very busy commentary booth this episode.
Yeah, it's almost like a New Japan show if someone doesn't get put on suspension. That's bullshit too, by the way, but...
I love that apparently, like, Jeff Cobb and stuff went up to the guy and were like, why are you by yourself?
Oh, he did. Yeah. I watched that match, so.
It's, I know I start a little earlier in the day than you do, not just because I live an hour ahead of you. But did you see Kevin Kelly's tweet?
No.
So, it's out there on the internet, so it's not like I'm, you know, spoiling anything here, but... Kevin Kelly tweeted in response to somebody talking about him being on commentary on AEW. said, all I wanted to do was call wrestling. Never in my wildest dreams did I think I'd have to listen to a stuttering son of a billionaire feeding me lines and then correcting himself and telling me I was doing great. They waited until I had a mental breakdown to fire me.
Kevin Kelly firing shots. Yeah, and I guess Tony Schiavone took some shots at Chris Charlton, too.
Oh, he also tweeted out in support of Corey Graves.
Oh, wow.
Put me and WWE Graves together at the desk. Corey would become the biggest commentary star in wrestling because I would actually try to get him over. Let his star shine.
Wow. Is that why Corey Graves is trending on Twitter?
Well, it's because Corey Graves made comments about, like, not being on, like, one of the main roster shows and being, like, demoted down to NXT and whatever. But it's like, is it a work? Is it a shoot? Who knows? I forgot that Sam Adonis is his brother.
Yeah. Former guest of the Shining Wizards and also former.
Which, I mean, you look at him, it's like, yeah, they're brothers. But I forget about that because I don't think about either one of them much. I don't watch a ton of WWE, and I don't think I've ever seen a Sam Adonis match, so.
Corey Graves versus Pat McAfee at WrestleMania.
Potentially.
I could see that. That'd be pretty dope. Kevin Kelly, not holding back. I like it.
Shooting.
But Will, this match, super solid.
You know, it's the sum of these parts, Tom, right? Frankie Kazarian. Probably one of the... I stand by my statement that one of the most underrated wrestlers out there. Been at it for a long time. Did some gimmicks under the mask, out of the mask.
He's our age, too.
He's really fucking good. My age.
Okay. Yeah. I'm substantially older than you are, so...
I wouldn't say substantially. You're not, like, old enough to be my father older than me.
Close.
Well, what can you do, Tom?
Well, did I ever tell you, you know, at my event setup job, it's usually a bunch of college kids. Obviously, my manager there was born after I graduated high school. But one of my coworkers, their dad's like 5 years younger than I am. That was interesting.
There was a lot of talk about that, like, in other places I work, because my parents are fairly younger. So, like, I worked with coworkers where they're like, you could be my child. Say I could be, but I'm not.
Yeah. Well, when I first started bartending, because everybody started bartending, I was 19, and you obviously get all the old fucking, you know, bitter.
Is that allowed? Are you allowed to bartend at 19?
Mm-hmm.
Legally?
In Wisconsin, yeah.
Oh, in Wisconsin. Now, that's different. As long as you can see above the bar, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I remember this one guy would always see me, I've got socks older than you. I'm like, motherfucker, buy new socks.
It's like, bro, hang them up.
Yeah.
There's stores full of them.
I don't get why people are so bitter, but I just think it's funny, you know? So I'm like, cool. I mean, you guys are so much younger. I don't give a shit. So anyways, back to the match. Kazarian fucking rules. Cedric, I mean, we've preached his praises. And obviously CD's putting Cedric over in the match saying we've got to see a lot of great potential in Cedric.
I didn't write down the move, but towards the end of the match, there was something... It wasn't a head scissor, but it was something like off the top rope.
Cedric landed on his feet.
Yeah, and like and the match ended like two moves after that. But I remember seeing. I wish I wrote it down.
Yeah, that and there was a spot where you know how Kazarian comes off the from the apron, does the DDT, and Cedric he hits the DDT, and Cedric lands on his feet from the DDT. But sold it like a fucking champ. I mean, it's not like he was on his feet and like rearing up, no selling it. Like he did the whole fall down thing. Yeah, this is great. I mean, they're singing Cedric's praises. Carino is singing Cedric's praises.
But again, another Cedric loss.
You don't see a lot of Cedric wins.
It's really disappointing.
You know, one of the I don't want to say regrets. But one thing I wish we would have seen would have been a CNC Wrestle Factory. Even if they lost the titles,
they should have got a little run with the tag belts.
Yeah. Especially when the tag team division was not very good.
Right, they could have found time.
Yeah, when the Briscoes were kind of away from the TV title before, or the tag titles, and before Red Dragon showed up. A little run. You know, maybe a big win over Red Dragon, you know, because Bobby Fish, you know, but alas, great match. Borderline, I wouldn't say a match of the year contender, but pretty fucking close. You know, and like I said, I mean, Christopher Daniels, and like I said, I've said this once and I'll say it again. Christopher Daniels and Frankie Kazarian, I think, are probably the best thing to happen, the best addition to Ring of Honor in a long, long time.
They're definitely a shot in the arm because, you know, they're two great singles wrestlers on top of being a great tag team.
Yeah. They're great locker room guys. They're leaders.
It's announced on commentary. Christopher Daniels is the debut match against Alberto El Patron next week.
Yeah. And we'll definitely get to that a little bit. But also they laid a groundwork saying, hey, you know, we're working singles matches because, yeah, we're a tag team, but obviously we've done singles, but Christopher Daniels wants that belt.
That's the whole reason you're there, right? Everybody wants to be the champ.
So we were going to leave it at that. We'll just say we don't want to foreshadow too much. Obviously, doing a podcast for stuff that's 10 years old, you have the benefit of foresight. Yeah, great match. I loved FCD. I mean, I could watch The Addiction all day. But let's see here. And then, to end the match, Kazarian hits that draping, like, slam down, reverse DDT thing. I'm not very good with wrestling names, so. But, yeah, Kazarian ends a great match. You know, once again, Cedric getting over by losing, but he's got to start getting some wins. But I just said butt like 14 times, so Shane was just told he would be laughing at himself right now. So.
But.
But before we get to our top prospect tournament match, Matt Taven has some thoughts for Jay Briscoe. I do love this Taven promo where he's like, the part where he's like, I haven't seen Jay's promo here, but I know he's standing right here where I am, just hollering and hooting and hollering. And he's 100% right. I just thought that was pretty funny, kind of pulling the curtain back a little bit. Yeah. Get some shit.
Matt Taven's got all the swagger that someone from Derry, New Hampshire could possibly have. So
yeah, you know, Derry, New Hampshire's second favorite son.
I mean, I think he has to be the first favorite son because he's the one who's actually like raised here.
No, Will,
you are a transplant.
Well, even as a transplant, you're still better. And I like Matt Taven. I am a Matt Taven fan.
I mean, he's the trend. Not yet, but he will be.
Yeah. But we were talking about commentary, guests on commentary. Next, we have Caprice Coleman, as we talked about last week, Will.
Top prospect tournament. Caprice Coleman will be on the bench for all the matches.
Once again, with foresight, obviously something that will be coming up in the future. But love Caprice on the call. But a debuting. Donovan Dijak.
We've seen Dijak before.
Did we?
Not on TV.
Was he on Future
of Honor?
Okay, yeah.
He wrestled Moose.
Moose.
He wrestled Stokely. Then he wrestled Moose.
Yeah.
Ring of Honor TV debut, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. What are you doing, Smokes?
Against Jake Durden. I remember this match.
Yeah, interesting.
I don't remember anything else from this episode, but I do remember this match because I remember Jake Durden. So despite Tom's groaning, something about Jake Durden stuck.
Yeah.
I even kind of remember when the Decade came out.
That was cool. And we'll get to it, but I did love BJ's reaction to the end of the match, but we'll get to that. But goddamn, Dijak's with 2 years in at this point.
Yeah.
Future is fucking bright for that guy. I mean, I know
he's a young fella.
You know, he's doing his quote unquote indie run right now, but I think Triple H will find a spot for him someday.
He's doing a lot of teaching.
Nice, yeah. Well, speaking of teaching, was he not trained by your friend Brian Fury?
I can't say Brian Fury is my friend. I know I have friends who are very close to Brian Fury. Former guest of Neckbreaker podcast.
Nice.
Dude's pretty sure Brian Fury's been on Ring. We've seen him on Ring of Honor TV.
Yeah. We sure have.
But he's definitely one of the, because he took over the school that was Killer Kowalski's school.
Okay.
So lots of wrestlers from the Boston, greater Boston area.
Yeah. And, obviously shout out to Nishikai on Good Cop, Bad Cop, big fan of that whole neck of the woods too. So I know he's a big Dijak fan, as we all should be. But Will had alluded to it earlier. The Decade comes out. They're doing a little scouting.
How could you not? Dynamite Dijak is like 6 foot whatever.
Well, these are the two biggest guys ever in the tournament.
Yeah. Probably height-wise.
Yeah.
Not a weight-wise. I think height-wise. Well, yeah, very tall.
It's got to be, quote-unquote, heavier. That's not a slight on Hansen at all, but whatever. I mean, they're telling a story. But basically, the match goes on. It's two big guys beating beside each other, but Durden hits a big fucking Saito suplex.
He keeps going for the they call it the Asiatic spike. He's got like the thumb taped up. But it just feels so goofy when people, like, I get the spike is like an actual move, but the fact that he's like hyping it up so much and it's not just like something you just hit like when they're not suspecting.
Yeah, because Solo Sikoa uses that, right? I think
Solo uses it. Umaga used it.
Okay. So I don't know where Jake Duren gets off on using it, but I guess he's inspired by that. But yeah,
they name drop Bruiser Brody. That he looks kind of like a.
Yeah, he looks like
He's got the long hair. He's got the beard. He seems a little off kilter.
Yeah. Shout out to a good friend of the show, Phil Rea, the Impact player. Hopefully future guest of this show. We should probably get him on one of these days. But yeah, Jake Duren basically just looks like a dollar store fucking Brody, Bruiser Brody. You know, for sure. But I don't know what it was. This guy just irked the living shit out of me. He's probably a really nice guy, even a decent wrestler.
So are you saying you felt really good when he ate a feast? Your eyes?
I did. I don't know if I enjoyed it quite as much as BJ Whitmer.
That is a big feast your eyes. Because you figure you have to lift up a guy that tall, that long across your shoulders.
And then flip him over.
And then flip him over to his feet, yeah.
And kick him in the face. Yeah, BJ fucking popped. That was pretty cool. And then the Decade is cheering for Dijak. They were probably out there scouting Durden. Because it definitely looks like, you know, that's who he was catering to, but
well, it's because Durden's the heel, right? And they kind of lean that way anyway. But what a specimen, Donovan Dijak.
Yeah. I hope we get more Dijak on our TV, because this is definitely kind of where he starts to hit his stride. You know, those Dijak fucking Keith Lee PWG matches, shout out to Freeds and Bauerhausen, that they'll be covering here soon. They're a legend. So, but Dynamite Dijak will be facing the winner of the Ashley so-and-so, Ashley Six, I think. I'm trying to do the whole Nikki Six thing versus Dalton Castle.
Something else they mentioned in commentary that I put it in my notes. They said Jake Durden was the first person to be sent home.
Yeah.
From the dojo for hurting the other trainees.
Yeah. So definitely, I mean, they put some stock in him. So, but yeah, I don't think we get much of him after this.
I don't think we see him again after this.
Is he still wrestling? I meant to look it up.
We looked all these up last week. He hasn't wrestled in a while. It's been a couple of years.
Okay, good. I shouldn't say that. I mean, like I said, I mean, you know, you don't want to shit on someone's dream, but.
We had there was a little Chikara ad.
Yeah. I missed that the first time I watched it, because you know, like I said, I'll watch it while I'm working. I'll just do my quick notes, like this is who wrestled, this is what happened.
Yeah, I was skipping through because I think it started out as just like the Ring of Honor, like, oh, we're coming to this town, we're coming to this.
Yeah,
and I'm jumping through, then I'm like, wait, there's a vignette or something. It's like, oh, it's an ad for Chikara.
Yeah, but then we get someone's coming and they're watching.
That's right. I can't believe I didn't put that in my notes. But yeah, we got like the kind of like the mask gimmick. They cut to a bunch of different wrestlers on the screen. It's like, we are watching, we're coming.
Very reminiscent of the Riddler and Batman in the recent Batman movie.
And Solomon Crowe in NXT.
I know who Solomon Crowe is now, but I didn't see him in NXT, so he did something similar.
Yeah, there'd be like a lot of like glitches on the screen.
Oh, that'd be cool if it's Solomon Crowe now. I don't know if he'd be signed to NXT at this point or not. Because I know he got let go when I think 17, I think.
And they just ran an angle like this at Chaotic.
Yeah. It was interesting.
I don't even remember who came back. I remember when they said who it was that came back. I'm like, well, that's very underwhelming.
Yeah. But Will, we have some synergy going on here with the Going Underground podcast.
Alberto El Patron. Dude's over as fuck.
Wow. I was shocked.
That crowd was losing their mind. They were CCCing. There were people with the t-shirts. He's jumping into the crowd. Like, who knew? I didn't realize this guy was so over.
Yeah.
Because even thinking about when he's popular in like the E, I don't remember him being like that popular.
No. I think that him jumping in the crowd thing, like getting out of the ring and jumping in the crowd, looked kind of organic. Cause I mean, I think he was going with it.
Yeah.
I personally, obviously not to plug another podcast or not, but if you listen to Going, I'm not a big fan.
It is your podcast.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, still, you know, and maybe it's, I just started watching WWE when he came back. He was in, you know, the stable of,
the Legion of Doom.
Yeah. The League of Mid-Card Wrestlers, as my good friends over at the Knife Edge Shop called it. Obviously we found all the things about him later on, you know. But yeah, you can't deny he's over. But the question I got is, he mentioned, they said he wouldn't be able to wrestle in the U.S. for a year. What?
I think that's because of the no compete clause, because you can't compete on televised wrestling.
For a year, though?
Yeah.
I thought it was 90 days.
Depends on your contract.
Oh. Well, I mean, obviously he's competing here, and we talked about last week, it's right around when he debuted for Lucha Underground.
So he's wrestling CD next week. You know, he makes it clear he's here to be a pro, he's here to be a wrestler.
Not an entertainer, blah, blah, blah. Not
an entertainer.
Never heard that.
The guy jumping into the crowd, no, not an entertainer.
Yeah, never heard that before.
And he wants the top dog, Tom. He wants Jay Briscoe. What he gets is Jay Lethal. Because I appreciate the consistency, much as Steve Corino hates BJ Whitmer from day one. Jay Lethal's adamant that the TV title is the top title on Ring of Honor.
And if it wasn't for Jay, I mean, like I said, if Michael Elgin still held it, he would have a case. We've documented, I know you're coming around on Jay Lethal, but that motherfucker is hitting his stride right now.
I am coming around on it. Like, the character work has been good. It's a big improvement over where he was when we started 2 years ago.
Yeah. And I alluded to it earlier in our question of Dishonor from Brandon. I love Truth Martini in this. He's like, up till 20 seconds ago, I didn't know who the hell you were. I was like, ooh, Truth fucking throwing truth bombs. Not to be this guy, but Jay Lethal's making this TV title important.
He's trying to anyway. Alberto Patron says, hey, sorry to, you know, burst your bubble, but, you know, you go around the world. The world title is the...
Yeah, is the top dog.
They get a little scuffle.
Yeah.
And then C.
But yeah. So, he's getting, you know, Alberto's got CD next week. Last week they mentioned he's wrestling ACH in Roderick Strong, so I don't know if that's changed.
Or if they're just happening later, the way it's all shaking out.
Yeah, so they got some TV taping. I mean, listen, the future is bright, Will. I mean, we got TV tapings, you know, and we didn't get the road rage from Final Battle, but
No road rage. This year, road rage is just a tour of shows they're doing. It's not even
recaps. So it's good for recaps.
As we went over last week, there's going to be a lot of events for Tom and I to cover. A lot of road twos. A lot of
looking for. I mean, the way things have been, looking forward to it. So a
lot of roadblocks and pit stops and road rage and
pass and this, that, and the other thing.
But Tom, talking about the future being bright, we get a little recap of the end of the main event last week, ending in a no contest after Elgin holds up Sinclair, Ciampa holds up, but Hansen dives outside the ring and takes everybody out. Paul Turner comes out, and it's just people are just throwing each other in the barricade. There's no bringing this match back in. Paul Turner calls it, rings the bell, no contest. Elgin kind of goes after him with a chair. Turner beats feet. So Nigel comes out. The question is, no definitive winner. Who's the number one contender? Nigel's like, oh, I've got to make a decision. Oh. Jay Brisk, he asks Jay to come out. Jay acquiesces and says, Nigel,
fuck it.
We're going to Vegas. Why not play the odds? Make all three of them the number one contender.
Yeah.
So Four Corner Survival at the anniversary show in Las Vegas for the Ring of Honor heavyweight title.
I mean, we kind of saw this coming, obviously. But.
And then he calls out Matt Taven. He doesn't even call out the Kingdom. He tells the sound guy, play the Kingdom's music so I can beat that motherfucker.
Love it. But yeah, and you know, so at the main event, and he's like, oh yeah, by the way, so yeah, I got a match. This match is super solid. I don't have a lot of notes on the match itself.
No, it's good. You know, it's not going to probably be in like the highlight reel. You know, Kingdom played the numbers game early on. Still no Adam Cole. Nobody's seen or heard from Adam Cole since Final Battle.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the numbers game, Maria kind of poking and pestering, Bennett being a force on the outside. Kind of curious that Mark didn't come out before post-match to kind of even things up, or at least come down to the ring with him, knowing that the Kingdom was going to have people on the outside.
Yeah.
You know, it was all fine. What a J-driller, though.
Kind of out of nowhere, but yeah.
I mean, and to no one's surprise, I would say Jay Briscoe did not lose his heavyweight title on Ring of Honor TV.
No.
On January, whatever day it was in 2015. but there is a post-match beatdown. Jay wants that title of love, and he gets it right across the head.
Why did they always wait for people to turn around to get belted with a belt?
Belt them. Probably safer.
I mean, storyline more. I mean, yeah, it's probably safer for sure, but and we alluded to it a little bit earlier in the episode, but, you know, we did get the from Jay, and every time he does that, just makes me smile.
It's one of those, like, you can't hear pictures, but Mark comes out for the save. They get on the mic, and they're like, you know, pretty much like, we're sick of dealing with this. Like, next week, this is it. We're having a tag team match, then we're done.
Yeah.
If only they did that with Awesome. Like, listen, there's got to be somebody else on this fucking roster we can rest.
Yeah, no shit.
But Maria, you know, very smug, this title was given to me. This is my title. She's like, what are you going to do, beat me? Wouldn't be the first time Maria's taken a pile driver in a Ring of Honor ring.
I was kind of hoping somebody was going to show up.
Too soon. Too soon. No Women's of Honor yet.
Yeah, but, you know, just...
We haven't seen any women actually in a while. Not even just in, like, the the one-off matches. You know, no... what's her... Who tagged with... Eddie Edwards.
Was it Sarah Del Rey?
Sarah Del Rey. No, Sarah Del Rey.
Oh, God, that would be awesome.
Haven't seen Mischief in a hot minute.
We do have to book our first Ring of Honor women's tour. We'll do that. I know we've been talking about that for 2 years, but maybe we'll finally get cracking on that.
Listen, I've been talking about losing 50 pounds for a lot of years, too. I blew the button off. I don't remember if I said this, but the other day I blew a button off a pair of slacks I wore to work. So obviously I'm working in the wrong direction.
Oof, that's never fun. Good girl, Smokus. Well, real quick here, and I mean before Brunning or Rob or Eric or anybody asked it. So if what female would you align with the Briscoes at this point? I'm not even really sure who would be available, but
what's ODB doing?
Oh, that'd be a nice. That's a nice pick.
Because they end up in cahoots at some point, right?
I don't know. It just works. Burner barbecue pit. They like.
I feel like that's. I'm pretty sure she was actively wrestling at that time. Pretty sure she was in Impact at that time. Ooh, Sassafras. ODB's got barbecue sauce. Look out, Kate.
Oh, shit. She's 46. She's a former hockey player. That makes sense.
From Maple Grove, Minnesota.
That also makes sense. Ohio Valley Wrestling, TNA, 2007 to 2009.
She was only, there's no way she was only in TNA for 2 years. She had to have gone back.
Yeah. Alliance with Eric Young, 2011, 2014.
Oh, she had various feuds. Knockouts champion, 9-10. Team with Jacqueline, Eric Young. So it's beer money I was thinking of. Yeah. I will say, I'm pretty sure she does wind up.
Do you have her Wikipedia page up?
I actually just got to that entry.
Whoops.
The time doesn't quite seem to line up.
No, I mean, well, I mean, yeah, the date, but it's the tapings. So, wow.
Time travel.
Okay, maybe I'll edit this part out. We were not talking about ODB. She will never show up in Ring of Honor, ever.
No. I'm psychic. I called it. Who would I pair up?
Well done, Bill.
I guess it's a spoiler for that must be next week. I thought she was in Ring of Honor for a hot minute. I didn't realize it was so...
Like tomorrow.
So I didn't realize it was going to be on next week's episode. Do you like ODB? Tune in next week.
Yeah, that's good shit, Will. That puts a smile on my...
Drink your drink, grab your tits. Hold on for next week.
My ever-blackening heart. So thank you for that, Will. So,
I'm too good at this.
Yeah. Well, Will, I know you got to get going. I should probably get to work here. But before we do, listen, any plugs? Obviously, make sure you're checking out all the great shows on Visionaries Global Media. We did forget to shout out Freeds last week, but Freeds just, like I said, pumping out content like he's going out of style. Support our good friend Bauerhausen. Anything that you can do to help. Donate to Greg Cherry. Tell him Ring of Honor Revelry sent you.
Yeah, get in on the Royal Rumble raffle. I would... put over my friends in Comic Book Couples Counseling last month, donated all their t-shirt sales and Patreon funds to the Trevor Project. This month, all the money, they put out a new shirt that's based on, I didn't love the book, All-Star Superman, but there's a particular scene where they had an artist kind of rework that scene with their branding and stuff.
Nice.
So that's on a new shirt, and all the proceeds from this month go to I don't think they decided on one yet, but it's a charity for the California wildfires. Cause they are both originally, they didn't meet in California, I don't think, but they are originally both from California.
Okay. Yeah. I gotta listen more, but my fucking I put podcasts in a playlist on Spotify, and it doesn't like list the name of the podcast, so I have no way to sort it. So I got like
it gives you like that LimeWire name where it's like podcast underscore
It's you know, it's, I mean, I can find the episode. I just put it in the playlist, but then it's just like when I'm looking at the actual playlist, I'm like, what am I going to play next? But
they're a good Patreon to get into. They do regular episodes every week. They do bonus interviews through the Patreon. They just started their Married to Singles series again, where they interview a creator about like one specific issue that like really made an impact for them, or that like, they like pulled kind of above all others. They nixed their Sleepwalking Through Sandman series. They were a long way in, but given the recent published articles about the whole Neil Gaiman situation, they tried to work through it as long as they could, and they're just like, at this point, like it's not enjoyable anymore. So I don't know how much time will be left by the time this episode comes out, but they are looking for suggestions for a new series to go through in its entirety.
Interesting. Swamp Thing made it in the to-be-read milk crate, by the way, all six of them. So,
Swamp Thing. Loving the Swamp Thing.
Yeah, but keep
and loving 100 Bullets. I think you'd really like 100 Bullets.
Okay.
The premise of it: woman gets out of jail. She's on the bus to go back to like civilian life or whatever. Guy sits next to her, shows that he knows her name, hands her a briefcase. Says, you think that your friends were killed in like just a drive-by or whatever. It was actually these two dirty cops. Here's a briefcase with a gun and 100 unmarked bullets.
Oh.
And pretty much you can act out and get your revenge if you want. And there won't be any repercussions. But if you tell anybody or anybody finds out, like you're out, basically. So we haven't picked up on the wire in a while, but that it felt like a really cool like crime thriller kind of thing. Yeah. Brian Azzarello is good for those. So, like I said, I read the first issue in the trade I got from the library, and I texted you and a couple other people that have similar like crime show movie tastes. It's like you guys gotta read this.
Okay. I'll get to it eventually.
Eventually. You know, we're big supporters of the public library. Go to your library. That's the final plug from me. Yep. Go get a library card.
Support your
library. Get a book. Look at a magazine. Borrow a CD or something.
Yeah. You don't have to be like Tom and go to the library and actually spend money. Although I have a really cool Volatosa library tote bag, though. We get a couple different library tote bags from across the country. So I got a really nice one in Mississippi. So. But yeah, just make sure you're showing all the great shows on Visionaries Gold Media. Who knows if Midwestern Wrestling Roundup is going to come back in, but hopefully it comes back sometime soon. Chad and Diesel are going through the NFL playoffs. I know neither Will and I's team did very well this past Sunday.
I expected nothing less.
Band from Ringside, always good. Shout out to JCB, you know, friend of the show, former guest. Hopefully we get Bill and Zach on here one of these days. Good cop, bad cop. You know, I've done some shit with Matt. We need to get Nish guy on here one of these days. Shout out to Graham. Graham and I always got shit kept up. Graham putting out kind of like Freed's putting out content like his fucking hair's on fire. You know, had a really good episode on with Connor recently about some stuff and some good soccer talk. So yeah, there's a Shining Wizards plug in here somewhere, so make sure you're following all the great shows on the Shining Wizards. Shout out to Phil. Good, Claudia had a good time in Japan. But Will, anything before we spoil anything else for next week?
Nope. I've got a bounce.
Cool. All right, Will, I appreciate it, my friend. We'll see you next week.
Yes, sir.
This is the beginning of the end right here. Oh no! Jay Triller!
Reach for the sky, boy.
This has been a Visionaries Global Media production. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
We miss you, Jay.